And for listeners who are blind, have low vision, or have another print disability, which makes reading, holding a book, or turning a page difficult or impossible. The content is copyrighted by the respective publishers. For more information, please visit us on the web at nfradioreading.org.
Club is celebrating the season with holiday tours in Youngstown. So the Youngstown Garden Club is making magic again with its 2025 holiday tours set to open next month at the historic Ontario House in the heart of Youngstown. That would be this month because this is the November 28th issue. All over the county, garden clubs gather in December to decorate historic buildings for the holidays, said Colleen Mary Johnson Somerville, who serves as vice president of the Youngstown Garden Club. She invites visitors to enjoy the club's annual holiday experience. An exclusive preview will take place from 5 to 9 p.m. Thursday and Friday, December 11th and 12th, at the Ontario House, also known as the Stone Jug, at 358 Main Street, and their visitors can enjoy a happy cocktail and experience the wonders of the 1840-era landmark at this reservation-only event. For more information, if you're interested, you can call 716-531-6701. On two previous nights, the guests by reservation only will be the first to search for Santa's secrets. They will also experience a surprise special attraction and receive a holiday cocktail to toast the season. Somerville said, this event has become a favorite date night or girls' night in Youngstown to start off the festivities. For 2025, there will be all new decorations found on the main floor of the iconic building. The stone porches, the old dining rooms, hallways, and even the restrooms will be decked out in festive greens and seasonal glory, each room featuring an imaginative thing. As guests wander through the winter woods to the holiday music hall, they will not just see a decorated restaurant, Somerville said. Santa's Secrets is an activity for all ages. Visitors admiring the Christmas trees, the ornaments, and displays may search and find a unique message just for them from Santa, Somerville said. On Saturday, December 13th, Youngstown celebrates Christmas in the Village, Holiday Tours 25 opens free to the public, she said. Garden Club members will be on hand to host visitors from across the area as they explore the rooms. Everyone's welcome to come for an evening or an afternoon, tour the rooms, stay for supper, have a drink at the bar. Holiday tours run right up until Christmas Eve. And in other news, Lewiston Presbyterian Church is offering a free food pantry. The First Presbyterian Church of Lewiston, which is located at 505 Cayuga Street, has recently established a free food pantry at the main entrance to the church. The Blessings Box is available 24/7, offering non-perishable food items and canned or small bag food for pets. Pastor Carly Beard encourages church members and community citizens to donate items that will be updated on a regular basis. She said, take what you need and leave what you can at New Lewiston Little Free Food Pantry. It is anticipated a larger box will be installed at a later date as donations increase. Non-perishable food and pet items can be dropped at the main church entrance from noon until 2 p.m. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. The idea to open the Little Food Pantry came from the church's Faith and Democracy Committee as means to help supply critical nutrition and hungry individuals for family. And the Festival of Wreaths, in other news, is returning to Ransomville. The holiday season's getting underway in Northern Niagara with the annual Ransomville Lighting of the Wreaths leading off the celebration. It's set for Saturday and Sunday, November 29th to 30th, which is already passed. So I guess we're not going to go to that one. So here's a 2026 Town of Niagara budget overview. Their next news, on November 18, 2025, the Town Council approved the 2026 budget with a 4-1 vote. The sole dissenting vote came from outgoing Councilman Chuck Teixeira. While I respect Teixeira's perspective, it's worth noting that in previous Tribune articles, Teixeira acknowledged that Consistency keeps taxes below the cap for 15 years, and that may have been a mistake. Despite always voting in favor of past budgets, Texeira felt compelled to oppose this year's correction. I find it difficult to understand why elected officials would hesitate to address a long-standing issue. This year, the budget includes a 5% tax increase. Historically, annual tax hikes were kept just under the 2% cap, which is calculated specifically. For 2026, the amount raised above the cap is $95,800, representing a 3% overage. The cap itself is a guideline that most in place for 15 years, it's been in place for 15 years, and in most years, taxes have increased by nearly 2%. Even if we stayed under the cap, we would still need to raise $440,000. Subtracting the over cap amount, that would be $344,200. While the increase may seem steep, it's actually less than $100,000 more than what would have been required. Previously, reserve funds helped cover the difference. However, the state controllers recommended maintain reserves at 12% to 18%. Using reserves again to fill the budget gap, which could drop us below this threshold, which could negatively impact our credit rating. Well, and Town of Niagara Police Chief Craig Giuliani is marking the anniversary of beating cancer. The anniversary of life-ensuring surgery has arrived for Town of Niagara Police Chief Craig Giuliani. On November 27, 2024, he was operated on at Roswell following a diagnosis of prostate cancer. Surgeons took a half-dollar-sized portion of his tissue and sewed him up. 2 weeks later, he spent Thanksgiving with his fiancée. Giuliani then went back to find out if he would need chemotherapy or if the cancer had spread. And told me as long as the cancer was in the margins of the tissue, I wouldn't need chemo or radiation, he said. I went back 2 weeks later for my follow-up, and Dr. Anthony Dekar and his student doctor came in and said, good news, we got it, you're cancer-free. Giuliani chalked up recounting the story during a phone interview with this reporter. I was very grateful, he said. I was grateful my fiancé pushed me to go to the doctor, and I wasn't one of the unlucky ones. There's too many people out there who have been unlucky. People I know right now who are dying of cancer because cancer is beating them, because there's no hope for them, because they've already lost their battle. Someone I know lost his last month, a friend of mine. Giuliani stressed to anyone who reads this, not to be like him. Don't avoid a colonoscopy. Don't wait and go untested. He said he ignored symptoms for years and eventually performed a home test, all because he was uncomfortable and avoided the procedure. While Schwartz taking a simple test was feeling he had when his doctor told him the news in plain English, a cancer polyp was found inside him, and that meant he had cancer. I thought I was going to die, Giuliani said. But these days, Giuliani is living his best life. He cherishes his family, and he doesn't miss an opportunity to live. The way I look at life now is I don't hesitate to do anything, Giuliani said, like traveling. It's a big part of my life. With my future wife, who I marry in March. I don't hesitate doing anything. I know I have a very large responsibility to the department, but I have a team here, and I trust we'll get the job done in my absence when I'm not here. I'm not afraid to travel. I'm afraid to leave and do things that make me happy, things that I might not have had an opportunity to do. If I would have died last year, or in my case, was terminal, there's no point in holding back. That is for sure. Giuliani said he got a colonoscopy every year if he has to, and is he will be tested every 3 years, and while more polyps have been found inside him, they have all tested and all are benign. Good for him. So the more the merrier, star Rachel Boston says Bill's Damar Hamlin made Buffalo very proud with Hallmark role. So for the second week in a row, the Buffalo Bills will factor into a Hallmark Channel countdown to Christmas holiday feature. In September, safety Damar Hamlin filmed scenes for the More the Merrier inside Highmark Stadium with a half dozen special guests, members of the Abbott Heart Mates. The More the Merrier airs at 8 p.m. Friday on the Hallmark Channel. Hamlin is an ambassador for the program, which creates a team-like community where people who are navigating, who have overcome heart health challenges, can share stories, share support, and celebrate wins. With over 100 million Americans impacted by heart conditions, the HeartMates team was created to combat the isolation and loneliness that often accompany these struggles. Hamlin is also an ambassador for the American Heart Association's Nation of Lifesavers movement, which began in 2023 following his sudden cardiac arrest after a tackle made during a Monday night football game with the Cincinnati Bengals. Thanks to CPR Buffalo and local medical providers, Hamlin was resuscitated and made a miraculous recovery. The HeartMates youth couldn't have been happier working with Hamlin as they laughed, took pictures, and asked football questions, like why the Bills were auditioning punters, which was visible through windows overlooking the field. The parents were able to watch each take and listen to the movie's dialogue through special headsets. And the More the Merrier, ER Dr. Alice, which is Rachel Boston, once again find herself working on Christmas Eve and looking to bring smiles to her patients and coworkers. As the night goes on, Alice and cardiology Brian, which is Brendan Petty, find themselves snowed in and with three women about to go into labor. At the same time, 14-year-old heart patient David is in need of some holiday cheer, which comes from his well-known pro football friend, Hamlin, and their HeartMates teammates. Boston is a Hallmark mainstay, having starred in network favorites including Debbie McComber's Joyful Mrs. Christmas, A Christmas in Angel Falls, and A Christmas Carousel. The talented, award-winning Tennessee native is known for portraying smart, determined characters, full of kindness and able to overcome adversity, just what Hallmark fans want in their on-screen leads. Taking a break from Thanksgiving meal prep, Boston shared more in this edited question and answers. So, Rachel Boston says, I was in Vancouver while you were all at the stadium filming. You guys filmed the morning of our shoot. Basically, I think it was 6 a.m. Vancouver time, 9 a.m. your time. And then as soon as they wrapped the Buffalo Bills segment, they came to our set in Vancouver, and I got to see all your footage and hear about the shoot. So it was really amazing to know that there was a production going on in Buffalo while we were still filming in Vancouver, Canada. And the question was, have you seen the finished product? I watched DeMar's uncut scenes, but I don't know what the best takes turned out. What can you tell me about what you saw or what you've seen so far? So Rachel Boston says, oh, it turned out it's so sweet. And I have to tell you, everybody coming to set and just going on and on about what a wonderful person DeMar Hamlin is, how beautiful he is in these scenes with these children, and how kind he was to them. It was just glowing reviews, and they showed up. So he made Buffalo very proud. I was also really excited when we heard that there was going to be a partnership with About HeartMates once I put together that this is based on DeMar Hamlin's passion and dream for helping others. It really just puts in perspective how powerful this is, and you really feel that through the movie. It's set in this rural hospital, and the little boy comes in just needing some extra tests run on Christmas Eve. And then you get to see DeMar Hamlin FaceTiming in because he's part of the program, Abbott's HeartMates, and then his friends, and he's made at the hospital realize, wait a second, you're friends with DeMar Hamlin? It's so sweet to see that. He did a fantastic job, and he will make you all very proud. And here's a segment called Let's Go Back to Dispatch Through the Years. So 60 years ago, on December 2nd, 1965, Road Knights helped site it. Grand Island Road Knights are becoming more and more well-known area-wise for their aid motorists in distress. The Knights, sponsored by the Grand Island Junior Chamber of Commerce, are a group of young auto mechanics who enjoy tinkering with cars and whose slogan is Safe Driving Among Youth. Whenever the youth help someone changing a tire or getting a car started, they hand a card to the person aided, explaining their organization and its aims. These cards usually find their way back to the Junior Chamber of Commerce, accompanied by a note of thanks for grateful motorists. latest to return such a card to the JCs is Mrs. Angus Stack, according to JC President William A. Schwab Jr. We received at least one a month, he said. Some of them are from Grand Island residents and some from motorists on the mainland who have been helped by the road nights. 50 years ago, on December 3rd, 1975, Island Boys and Thanksgiving Tournament. So Thursday, November 27th, marked the first day of the Niagara Wheatfield Thanksgiving Tournament, in which four Grand Island boys are members of the Niagara Falls Thruways Fasteners Pee Wee Minor Team. The boys were Leo Hopkins, who was 11, of International Drive, Tom Proctor, 11, of Riverdale, and Tom Morrissey, 11, of Rob Roy Park. All offense players and David Resterius, 11, of International Drive on defense. The tournament was held at the Boulevard Twin Rinks and included top teams from Western New York and stiff competition from Canada. You are listening to a reading of articles and features from the Tribune Sentinel covering Niagara County and Grand Island on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. So then 10 years ago, on December 4th, 2015, new rescue vehicle placed into service. Grand Island Fire Chief Matt Ozinski reports a new 2015 rescue vehicle, number 7-1, was recently placed into service to replace the 1987 rig that had previously received a body remount in 2015. This 2015 Ford F-550 vehicle is four-wheel drive equipped and has an extended cab that can accommodate six firefighters or emergency medical service personnel as needed. The rescue body itself consists of a 12-foot walk-in box for patient treatment and shelter. Olsinski noted that firematic officials worked closely with the board of directors for several months so that financial considerations for such a critical upgrade matched the need for ensuring first-rate EMS protection for the community. In other news, there is food, wine, and fun at Dick and Jenny's. Jenny Benz, co-owner of Dick and Jenny's at 1270 Baseline Road, with her husband Dick, described Small Business Saturday as lots of fun. "We are kind of the epitome of a small business," Ben said. "Small crew, 20 employees, lots of people who have been here for a long time. Lots of families work here, which is nice. We have three brothers from one family working here right now, and lots of local support. We don't do big advertising campaigns like Applebee's. It's just word of mouth. We do a thing starting the day after Thanksgiving. We do a gift card gift back. We have a lot of regulars who wait for this year, and they buy their supply of gift cards because we give you a free $20 for every $100 that you buy. People do it for Christmas shopping, but they also do it for themselves. They know they're going to spend because they come every week or every other week. The last day of the gift card give back sale is December 31st. Dick and Jenny's is also holding a fundraising event for a friend who has breast cancer that's not going well. She's in a pickle, so we're doing fundraising for her. That's how you can get a plate on the wall. The plates are people who helped us when we first moved here. No new plates have gone on the wall since 2019. They're special because my husband paints them all. When he's cooking, he doesn't paint plates. So we are auctioning off two plates in relation to this fundraiser. We have a little wine pong tournament. Whoever wins the tournament wins a plate. Also, we're doing raffle tickets. So you can come in and get your gift cards, and you can buy some raffle tickets for Kelly's Can Drive. You could actually give somebody a Dick and Jenny's plate on the wall if you want. December 8th is the day we're pulling the tickets. So we're given two plates, one for the winner of the tournament, and there are still team spots open, or just a straight-out raffle. All the proceeds go to Kelly. Last week, Dick and Jenny celebrated New York Bartenders Week. And New York Bartenders Week is all about celebrating our bartenders, Ben said. Our bartender, Zach, has been in here 5 years, and we have a couple of other people who help, but he's here every night, and he's just wonderful. We promote and create cocktails with New York-made spirits. These cocktails include watermelon gin and tonic made with Fort Hamilton gin, a Brooklyn product, and Fever Tree elderflower tonic, and a Saranac, which Ben's described as a traditional New Orleans cocktail with a rye from Fort Hamilton. Other drinks include a maple Manhattan made with maple bourbon from Buffalo, distilling in the Larkinville section of Buffalo, and a Snowbird, which Ben's described as an amaretto cheesecake martini. Jacob Jenny's also offer wine diners. I love wine, and I think wine is just a bottomless, interesting thing, Ben said. We have a night where you pick a theme, and you get to try 8 different wines, and we pair foods with them. It's really interesting to me. It's super rewarding to open people's minds about what wines are, to expose them to small, local wines that are really great, Ben said. We like sharing our food knowledge, our wine knowledge. We love learning about wine. It's fun stuff. It's always small producers. That's what we focus on. It's like us. People ask, where can I get that wine? Have someone order it for you? That's what it is. They do business with us. We're going to have to order it. It's not on the shelf. Even with the New York cocktails, these guys are making really great products, and we're the perfect microphone. Put it in something delicious and pair it up with something delicious. All of a sudden, oh yeah, that's what I want to drink. We've got craft beers too, and they are local, Buffalo Distilling. Things from the Finger Lakes, Donovan Cider from Barker. He's making ciders, all sorts of good stuff. Popular drinks at Dick and Jenny's include the Island Chicken Forever. Island Chicken is a dish I tried to take off the menu, but people were like, wait, wait, wait. Then every time I change the menu, they ask, is Island Chicken still out? And I said, yes, now it's called Island Chicken Forever. It's like Mediterranean comfort food. It's chicken breast that's pounded out and breaded with the Parmesan panko, and it's fried. Then it has a basil risotto on the top, on the bottom. On the top, there's a warm salsa made out of artichokes, feta cheese, tomatoes, and basil. Then there's a little lemon chardonnay butter sauce. It's Mediterranean comfort food with lemon and basil, a creamy risotto, and fried chicken. Dick and Jenny's also has a menu of gluten-free dishes and gluten-free bread. Everything's homemade, Ben said. We don't do any prepared sauces or bases so that you can have everything. We do a grilled version of that chicken so you can have Island Chicken forever. We have ribs. It's oyster season right now, so we always have raw oysters and oysters we cook on the grill. We had a restaurant in New Orleans a long time ago. Dick and Jenny's is 17 years old, and it'll be 18 in February. We have terrific family meals, which are great during the winter. It has started during COVID, and it's stayed very popular. You can get ribs or chicken and ribs, and they come with sides and soup or salad. And lots of families get those to go, making cooking easy, especially during the holidays. It's popular, and we also do our beef burgundy. That way, Julia Child's beef burgundy. We do that in the family meal, too. And then we have lots of New Orleans favorites. So we do shrimp and grits, and we also have gumbo. Other dishes offered at Dick's and Benny's includes lots of seafood. Ben said, we have scallops, shrimp, and grits, crab cakes, crawfish, cheesecake, blackened catfish, with crawfish dynamite over the top. Ben's described the blackened catfish with crawfish dynamite as a very classic New Orleans dish. You caramelize onions, and you get that going. And we have a homemade spice mix. It's a cumin and paprika. It's not super hot, but it's super flavorful. And you do a little butter and olive oil with your caramelized onions, and you toss in your crawfish tails and the spice. You get all that going, and you drape it over the blackened catfish. It's delicious. We serve that with colored greens and Colby grits. Good things there. There's something for everybody, and we have steak. We have sandwiches. We get a shrimp po' boy. We get a brisket beef po' boy. Ben said she appreciates the community of staff members and customers at Dick and Jenny's. Here's just something a little bit different. We're going to read the church directory of Grand Island. There's St. Timothy's Lutheran Church. It's the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. And that's 1453 Stately Road. Pastor is Adam Ahrens. And they have a Christmas Eve service December 24th at 4 p.m. The Bible Presbyterian Church, which is at 1650 Love Road, just over Beaver Island Parkway. The pastor is Reverend Kevin Backus. And they have Sunday school classes for everybody at 9:30. Worship services are at 10:45. It doesn't say anything about Christmas here. The Bible Fellowship Center is at 1136 Baseline Road. Reverend Calvin Vandermeer. Regular services at Bible Fellowship is 8:30 and 10:15. Cross River Tabernacle at 2920 Grand Island Boulevard. Pastor is Michael Chori. And they have a Christmas tour. The Brothers Gospel Music Merry Christmas Tour, which is Friday, December 12th at 7 p.m. The Sunday morning worship service is at 10. Then Trinity Church in Grand Island is 2100 Whitehaven Road in Grand Island. The pastor is Kevin Slav. And they have informal worship Sundays at 8 o'clock. Doesn't say anything in here about Christmas Eve. But if you wanted to know it, you could call them or go online to the worship service, which is www.trinitygrandisland.com.org. We have some different news, things that are going around Grand Island. So the Dome of Buffalo City Hall and the Peace Bridge were both illuminated in orange on Tuesday in honor of the 16 days of activism ordered by Zonta clubs in Western New York and around the world. The goal of the awareness campaign is to end violence against women and girls and to promote gender equality. The Buffalo Common Council honored the Zonta Club of Grand Island with a proclamation for its efforts to initiate the two landmark illuminations as a means to raise awareness of the International Elimination of Violence Against Women Day. The Grand Island Club also launched a campaign on the island to orange the town with ribbons to mark the 16-day awareness campaign to end gender-based violence. Zonta, the president, Heidi Travagline, said the 16 days of activism will come to a close December 10th with the lighting of the bridge Peace Bridge in multicolors to mark International Human Rights Day. Then there is a Relay for Life fundraiser, including introducing our 2025 holiday ornament. Make your $15 donations. This includes shipping by November 30th. Okay, that's a little bit late for that. Christmas drive for Sister Jonas and the Response to Love Center. The annual Christmas drive for Sister Jonas and the Response to Love Center will begin Thanksgiving weekend and run until Sunday, December 22nd. Personal hygiene products such as toothbrushes, toothpaste, deodorant, shampoo, body wash, and soap can be placed in the container, which can be found in the Nardex at St. Stephen's 2100 Baseline. Thank you in advance for your generosity. Grand Island's historical holiday event, the Grand Island Historical Society Holiday Boutique, will be open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. the weekend of December 5th to 7th at the River, that's this weekend, at the Riverly Museum and Beaver Island State Park. The museum will be classically decorated, and docents will be available for tours. While visiting, enjoy delicious treats and seasonal music. The boutique features holiday decorations and festive gifts, including homemade cookies, available for with excellent prices, they said. The Neighbors Foundation of Grand Island is preparing for its annual holiday food distribution, an effort that brightens the holidays for over 200 local individuals and families each year. Through the generosity of Grand Island residents, the Neighbors Foundation provides non-perishable food and gifts for those facing hardship during this special time of year. This year, the need is greater than ever. To meet that challenge, the Neighbors Foundation is launching its annual Share Your Happiness campaign, running through the end of December. Traditionally, this campaign raises about $12,000, but given rising costs and increasing requests for assistance, the Neighbors Foundation has set an ambitious goal of $20,000 for 2025. To help inspire giving, the Neighbors Foundation will share progress toward this goal, the fundraising thermometer, that will be updated and shared throughout the community and on social media during the campaign. While this drive focuses on helping families during the holiday season, the Neighbors Foundation provides assistance year-round to Grand Island residents facing hardships. Donations from the community not only support the upcoming holiday distribution, but also sustain the Neighbors Foundation's ongoing mission into 2026, ensuring help is available whenever a neighbor is in need. Financial donations can be made through the Neighbors Foundation website. In addition to financial donations, community members can contribute non-perishable food items at collection barrels placed across the island at Century 21 Northeast, DeGlopper, VFW Post, Dollar General, both Love Road and Grand Island Plaza locations, Golden Age Center, Grand Island Dance Studio, Grand Island Memorial Library, Grand Island Post Office, Howard Hanna Real Estate, Island Body Works, Island Kids Daycare, both North and South locations, Island Ship Center, Hunt Real Estate, ERA, Hybrid Defense, Leafstone and Steel Shop, Mulwitz's Island Lanes, Miss Kathy's Dance Academy, and Moose Lodge number 180, Pickleball Island. You are listening to a reading of articles and features from the Tribune Sentinel covering Niagara County and Grand Island on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. And in other news, the Niagara Wine Trail is growing. The Niagara Wine Trail has increased its membership to 12 wineries. Niagara Landing has rejoined the trail. Originally opening up on Mother's Day in 1998, they helped establish the trail in 2002. The name honors the family's private runway, still in use today. Visitors often spot planes soaring overhead. They are open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 5 and Sundays from noon to 5. And offer over 30 unique wines and sweet varieties among the most popular. Groups are welcome with advanced reservations, and the site is proud to be dog-friendly. Another unique service Niagara Landing offers is an ability to screen print wine bottles. All 12 members of the trail will be participating in the holiday happening event. With the purchase of tickets, visitors receive a wine glass at their first winery and an ornament at each winery they visit. It will be December 6th to 7th from noon to 5 p.m. each day. Ornaments are in limited supply, so pre-sale tickets are encouraged. Single tickets are $50, couples are $75, and designated driver tickets are $25. They can be purchased at www.niagarawinetrail.org, and complete information about the event is listed there as well. So there's an annual Lewiston Christmas Walk and Lights Parade. Well, it's going to take place the weekend of December 5th to 7th and include Santa's arrival, a procession down Center Street, shopping, dining, deals, and a lights parade. Holiday festivities are coordinated and produced by the Upward Niagara Chamber of Commerce. President Amanda Hazley said that the Christmas Walk has become a defining tradition of Lewiston, and it happens because our businesses and community show up in such a genuine, committed way. The energy and ideas they bring together each year give the village a character that feels uniquely ours. It's meaningful to be part of an event that reflects who we are and the pride we take in this place. So this year's schedules include on Friday, December 5th, the Christmas Walk kicks off at 7 p.m. with the 35th annual tree lighting at the Alfonso DiMinio Memorial Bandshell at Academy Park, presented by the Lewiston Beautification Committee and Lewiston Council of the Arts. Enjoy holiday performances by Jay Dunstan from the Dance Academy, Lewiston Dance Center, soloists from Mass Music, Estella Niagara's School Choir, a community sing-along, and visits from some very special guests. At 5 to 9 p.m., Niagara Crossing Hotel and Spa, 100 Center Street. See a room, check out the spa, and enjoy a drink or light bite at the lobby bar. Food and drink specials will be offered all weekend. Then on Saturday, December 6th, at 11:45 a.m., Santa arrives in Academy Park, and Santa and his elves will arrive via Skydive, the Falls, and Rainbow Air, weather permitting. Noon to 4 p.m., there's a visit with Santa on the J&J Strasburg North Pole float in front of the Frontier House at 460 Center Street. And noon to 4 p.m., they'll visit the petting zoo at Hennepin Park, which is in Center and South Forest Streets. At noon to 4 p.m., enjoy complimentary carriage rides at Northwest Bank, that's 500 Center Street, and business promotions from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., Orange Cat Coffee Company at 703 Center Street has 10% off of bulk coffee and loose leaf tea and is hosting in-store specials and a raffle for gift cards. Then from 9 to 5 p.m., Niagara Crossing Hotel and Spa, which is at 100 Center Street, it says, see a room, check out the spa, and enjoy a drink or light bite at the lobby bar. Food and drink specials will be offered all weekend. At 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., DiGilio's Pharmacy at 220 Prodigy Road has 10% off most items on the gift side of the store. And then at noon at the Brewed Bottled Craft Beer Shop, which is at 444 Center Street, Suite 1, has holiday beer and hard cider tappings plus a giveaway. Then from noon to 4 p.m., Sherry Amore, which is at 522 Center Street, has discounts and treats with purchase. And at noon to 4 p.m., cookie decorating with the Lewiston Kiwanis Club at St. Peter's School Cafeteria, which is at 620 Center Street. And from noon to 4 p.m., Howard Hanna Real Estate, which is at 525 Center Street, agents will be available to visit and help you find your perfect home. Noon to 5 p.m., the Historical Society of Lewiston's Lewiston Museum, which is at 469 Plain Street, has BOGO ornaments. If you buy $50 worth of merchandise, you get a free bicentennial coin and a copy of the Declaration of Independence and Constitution for the 250th anniversary of the United States. From noon to 5 p.m., stop by Inspirations on Canvas, which is at 449 Center Street, and enjoy a complimentary hot chocolate and treat during the Christmas walk. At 1 to 4 p.m., visit the Pottery at Stella Niagara, 4421 Lower River Road, for the best selection of unique and handcrafted items created by Sister Carolyn Fisher. Many items have been crafted especially for the upcoming holiday season. The studio will be open from 1 to 4, and you may also visit the Pottery. Noon to 4 p.m. on Sunday, December 7th, don't miss the petting zoo at Hennepin Park. At noon to 3 p.m., enjoy complimentary carriage rides at Northeast Bank, that's 500 Center Street. And then there's some business promotions again. From 10 to 3, Lewiston, this is on Sunday, the 7th, Lewiston Artisan Farmers Market, Helly Jolly Holiday Market. From 8 to 3 p.m., Orange Cat Coffee Company at 703 Center Street has 10% off all bulk coffee and loose leaf tea, and is hosting an in-store special and a raffle for gift cards. At noon, the Brewed and Bottled Craft Beer Shop has a holiday beer and hard cider tappings plus a giveaway. At noon to 4 p.m., Sherry Amore, which is at 522 Center Street, has discounts and treats with purchase. At noon to 4 p.m., cookie decorating with the Lewiston Kiwanis Club at St. Peter's School Cafeteria, 620 Center Street. Noon to 4 p.m., Howard Hanna Real Estate, 525 Center Street. Agents will be available for you to visit and help you find your perfect home. And from noon to 5 p.m., the Historical Society of Lewiston's Lewiston Museum at 469 Plain Street has BOGO ornaments. If you buy $50 worth of merchandise, you get a free bicentennial coin and a copy of the Declaration of Independence and Constitution for the 25th anniversary of the United States. If you want to send letters to the North Pole, or maybe somebody you know does, starting November 28th, drop your letters to Santa off at our North Pole mailbox located at Ciro's Restaurant at 869 Cayuga Street. And to receive a response from the North Pole, please make sure all letters are in by December 19th. And as well, Business Saturday, Chesna's Gourmet Popcorn is popping full of flavor and heart. What started in the Chesna's family basement has become a cornerstone business in Lockport. Chesna's Gourmet Popcorn at 21 Main Street is thriving and with a purpose. For 6 years, Carla and Todd Chesna's has been honoring and honing in their craft and perfecting 40 different flavors and building a community of customers who have become like real family. Residents and visitors to the area come in not just to sample and purchase popcorn, but for the experience, Todd said. One of us is always here. Well, many who shop at Jen's shop is because they're touring the adjacent historic Erie Canal. Some may be just sitting on their porch in the city of Lockport and smell the buttery aroma of freshly popped kernels coming from the gourmet popcorn facility. They're instantly drawn into the shop for a sample and a purchase. The quaint storefront not only presents endless colorful rows of freshly popped popcorn, but vintage popcorn poppers are on display, and a whirly pop popcorn maker is for sale. The walls are lined with nostalgic small trinkets and specialty candy and even old-fashioned sodas. All of the popping and flavor coating takes place downstairs at the shop, while drizzling happens upstairs. One 8-year-old tester said to his mother, "Your popcorn is the best, but this is better." Both born and raised in Lockport, Carla is a former banker, Todd is a former City of Lockport police officer. They are already immersed into the community prior to starting Chenan's Gourmet Popcorn. Now they are helping the local schools, dance studios, supports teams, and nonprofits with their goals in a tasty way. They expertly make popcorn, and it has been the focal point for multiple fundraisers, making up to 50% in sales for a group. The upcoming Small Business Saturday may signal the start of Chenez's business busiest season, second only to summer, but they are really focusing on growing their business philanthropically while helping the community. When you can give back, that's what community is, Carla said. They support us, and in turn, helping with groups, fundraisers is a focus of ours. The Chenez will be even create a micro website on Chenez Popcorn .com to help with selling efforts. This holiday season, the Chinese will have a condensed pack of popcorn featuring their top flavors of the year. That includes the newest offering, Brewed Awakening. It boasts chocolate-covered popcorn with a caramel base flavored with coffee from the local New Day coffee roasters. The other top sellers are Peanut Butter Cup, Caramel Cashew, Dill Pickle, and buffalo cheddar with Frank's Red Hot Sauce and caramel. We strive to make our flavors seasonal and superior and consistent, Todd said. There's nothing like this, and it's because we listen to our customers. Chenez's Gourmet Popcorn is an affordable gift, and one for all occasions, with a customized corporate gifts available for 10 to 1,000 people. Imagine a flavorful popcorn bar at a private event. The shop also offers flavors for weddings or showers, as well as items suitable for teacher gifts, birthdays, retirement, stocking stuffers, and hostess gifts. The Chenez's have a second seasonal location at Lakeview Village Shops at 5955 Ontario Street in Olcott. And then in other news, the Upward Niagara Chamber hosts ribbon cuttings. The Upward Niagara Chamber of Commerce officially welcomed Blue Cave Restaurant to Lewiston with a ribbon-cutting ceremony held last Thursday at 810 Center Street. To celebrate the special occasion, Chamber members, Blue Cave family, and friends were invited to a private tasting featuring a selection of Chef Mario Bacani's signature dishes, including homemade pasta, bruschetta, and unique appetizers. Blue Cave opened up March 19, 2025. They were previously in Buffalo since 2022, and they were very excited to come back towards their hometown. Upper Niagara Chamber of Commerce President Amanda Hainsley said, "Very glad to have you in our village of Lewiston," Mayor Ann Welsh said. "Very excited about this, and I'm hoping that you will do very well here." Assemblyman Angelo Bornello said, "I just want everyone to understand the quality of cooking and the menu you're going to get is like nothing you've ever had." He added, "Mario brings his expertise straight from Sicily. I'm a Sicilian, he's a Sicilian, so we have certain pride in our food. I love this city, Bianca said. Prior to opening, the chef said his goal was to show people the real Italian food. That would mean less of American dish side dishes, such as fettuccine alfredo and chicken parmesan, and more in the way of Braziano, homemade ravioli, and lobster pasta. And then Niagara Emporium Antique Mall on Friday morning, the Upward Niagara Chamber hosted a ribbon cutting for the Niagara Emporium Antique Mall expansion, situated at the foot of the Fashions Outlet of Niagara Falls, USA. The expansion brings more than 28,000 square feet of retail space, taking over the former shoe department and core location, Hazley said. The site showcases more than 125 vendors, offering a wide assortment of collectibles, video games, home decor, and furniture. Fashion Outlet's general manager, John Duran, said, as anyone probably knows, times are tough these days, and finding good, quality local tenants is not easy. Well, we stumbled onto one of the best. Christian and his staff have transformed this end of the shopping center to a very unique and exciting retail experience. We couldn't be more thrilled than to have the Niagara Emporium Antique Mall at the Fashion Outlets of Niagara Falls. Owner Kristen Brewer said, thank you, John, and the staff at the Fashion Outlets Mall for giving us the opportunity to grow and to be able to supply a home to a lot of people, vendors who didn't have places to go. Also, thank you to all vendors and supporters along the way that have come and made the hike out here. We look forward to the future and looking forward to growing. The Niagara Emporium Antique Mall is located at 2016 Military Road. You are listening to a reading of articles and features from the Tribune Sentinel covering Niagara County and Grand Island on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. And we have a flyer here from Ollie's. So Ollie's is going to, this starts, well, it already starts the sale. They got a lot of things on sale. They have 30 packs of batteries for $7.99, AA or AAA. Oversized velvet plush throws for $6 each. They have women's handbags for $4.99 each. A 45-piece flatware set. It's an A-place setting, $9.99. They have a Brookstone electronic security safe, which is $20. They have outdoor a gas fire pit for $69.99. Russell Stover, a 9-ounce box chocolates for $4.99. Let's see what else we have here on sale. They have a coffee maker for $14.99, 12 cup. Digital air fryer, 18 quart for $69.99. It's pretty big. Swiss Miss chocolates, only $1.99. Moose Bunch, I guess it's premium popcorn for $5.99. They have men's jackets, full zip-up sweater fleece jackets for $29.99. Their shirts, flannel shirts for $9.99. Men's and women's, it's women's slippers for $12.99. Dirt Devil for $12.99. Then we've got all kinds of gifts for $10 for kids. A flying spinner ball, a megaphone, electric drumsticks. Oh, that would be something for kids. And then they got lots of gifts under $10 too, like for $5, $3.99. They got socks for $5. Kids soundbooks for $7.99. Puzzles, wooden puzzles for $8. Electronic hand warmers for $8. They have a lot of these Grinch good ideas. Cookie kits for $5, chocolate mug cakes for $6, if you like the Grinch. Holiday sentiment candles for $2.99. Danish cookies, you know those ones in the tin, $3.99, that we always use for sewing kits afterwards. Mega Garage for kids, $49.99. Trains, a train set. Battery operated, $39.99. They're battery operated now. Remember when we had the little thing that we used to move around for the trains to back up and go forward? I guess they're not like that anymore. They have a drone, Skyraptor drone, for $20. Care Bears for $17.99. Baby Alive. Remember Baby Alive? We used to feed her. Well, now it's a roller skating Baby Alive, and they're $20. A baby laptop for babies. We really started them young. $24.99. Wow. Monopoly. A lot of Monopoly games. Connect Four games. Wow. A lot of stores. They have indoor 20-piece indoor snowballs for $4.99. I think I bought them 1 year, and they're like a cotton kind of. They're round. They're real light. And I sent them down to Florida so the kids down there could have a snowball fight. Let's see. They have a giant arts and craft activity kit for $9.99. A towel set for $9.99. That's 10 pieces. Mm-hmm. Comforter for $19.99. So Ellie's has got all kinds of stuff on sale if you're interested. Okay, now moving into the holidays, Whispering River Animal Rescue. They have a basket raffle event with donated supplies befitting Mobile Pantry 383. They have over 125 baskets, high-end table, and vendors and food. And, of course, there's a special appearance from Santa Claus, December 6, 2025, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Grandwick Fire Hall, which is at 110 Ward Road in North Tonawanda. Bring much-needed supplies for the mobile pantry to receive a full sheet of tickets. You got to be at least 18. And they have pasta, a pound of any kind, peanut butter. They need jelly, tuna, ramen noodles, canned vegetables, fruit, soup, box rice, macaroni and cheese, ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, toilet paper, shampoo, soap and body wash, toothpaste, pads, tampons, and wipes. Those are the things that they need. Let's see what else we have. Okay, the Festival of Trees at the Niagara Power Vista is from December 1st to the 30th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. See a dazzling display of eco-friendly lit evergreen trees beautifully decorated by our local nonprofits. Experience fun and educational state-of-the-art exhibits. Then Ciro's, which is a Greek restaurant, it's on Cayuga Street in Lewiston. Well, they have Saturday breakfast with Rudolph, featuring Rudolph pancakes, and free hot chocolate while waiting for Santa. And also a box where you could drop off your letters for Santa. At 10, the 13th annual Light Up the Boulevard Electric Parade and Festival, which is Saturday, December 6th. Visit with Santa from 3 to 6 p.m., the road closes at 4 p.m. The electric light parade begins at 6 p.m. and a tree lighting is to follow the parade. So join us. The light of the Boulevard Electric Parade accumulates with the big tree lighting at Town Hall. Visit Santa. We have visit vendors, food trucks, petting zoo, letters to Santa, face painting, magic show, balloon animals, a DJ. And the parade route goes from Grand Island Boulevard from Whitehaven Road to Baseline Road traveling north. And that's put on by the Chamber of Commerce. And Kelly's Country Store, they've been creating memories for over 60 years. They have homemade fudge, fine chocolate, sponge candy, stocking stuffers. And they also have a selection of fresh-cut Christmas trees. And the Youngstown Diner, it's the one at 425 Main Street in Youngstown. They got some weekly specials. So they're closed on Mondays. Well, Tuesday from 6 to 2, they have spaghetti and meatballs, chicken parmesan, eggplant parmesan, spaghetti parmesan. On Wednesday from 6 a.m. to 2, They have chicken and biscuits, or fish battered, breaded, baked, or haddock. And then Thursday from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., they have steak and cheese hoagie or fish haddock with potato and coleslaw. And on Friday from 6 to 2, they have haddock, fish sandwiches, tuna melts, and New England clam chowder. And Saturday and Sunday, these are their specials. Saturday and Sunday, they're open at 6 a.m. They have eggs benedict, banana walnut pancakes, spinach and feta omelet, and our full breakfast and lunch menus. Sounds yummy. Article for us. The lower of Niagara Moose 584 honors Harry Raby Jr. On Tuesday, November 18th, Lower Niagara Moose Lodge 584 honored member Harry Raby Jr., a U.S. Navy veteran with the Moose International Valued Veteran of the Year Award. Raby, a Lewiston farmer, was stationed in the Mediterranean Sea and participated in amphibious warfare exercises in the North Atlantic Ocean. He is a 40-year-plus member of the Lewiston No. 1 Fire Company, where he continues to serve as fire police lieutenant. In his presentation, the Moose Board of Officers cited Raby for his years of service with the U.S. military as well as the community. In his presentation, the board said, "Supporting veterans is something that has always been important to the Moose. The focus of this program is on the recognition and support of Moose veterans, with an emphasis on their ongoing service to their fraternal units and communities throughout the Moose." The program's tag phrase captured this well: "Moose members serving then and now." This approach simultaneously honors our veterans while also highlighting the fraternity's commitment to community service. Raby Center is shown for board members. There's a picture of him. He looks pretty good. And there's the other guys from the board members. They're all a little bit older, maybe their 50s, 60s. He looks a little bit older. And then another news, the Garden Club celebrates the season with holiday tours in Youngstown. The Youngstown Garden Club is making magic again with its 2025 holiday tours, set to open next month at the historic Ontario House in the heart of Youngstown. All over the country, garden clubs gather in December to decorate historic buildings for the holidays, said Colleen Mary Johnson Somerville, who serves as vice president of the Youngstown Garden Club. She invites visitors to enjoy the club's annual holiday experience. An exclusive preview will take place from 5 to 9 p.m. Thursday and Friday, December 11th and 12th, at the Ontario House, also known as the Stone Jug, at 358 Main Street. There, visitors can enjoy a holiday cocktail and experience the wonders of this 1840-era landmark at this reservation-only event. If you want to go, for more information, you can call 716-531-6701. On two previous nights, the guests by reservation only will be the first to search for Santa's secrets. They will also experience a surprise special attraction and receive a holiday cocktail to toast the season, Somerville said. This event has become a favorite date night or girls' night in Youngstown to start off the festivities. For 2025, there will be all new decorations found on the main floor of the iconic building. The stone porches, the old dining rooms, hallways, and even the restrooms will be decked out in festive greens and seasonal glory, each room featuring an imaginative theme. As guests wander through the winter woods to the holiday music hall, they will not just see a decorated restaurant, Somerville said. Santa's Secrets is an activity for all ages. Visitors admiring the Christmas trees, the ornaments, and displays may search and find a unique message just for them from Santa. Mm-hmm. So here's some real help for your health by Dr. Glenda Rose. She was a chiropractor. She said, burning the candle at both ends, maybe that's why even though it's the most wonderful time of the year, you don't feel so wonderful. Juggling your already stressful days with marathon shopping sprees and holiday entertaining can wear you down physically and emotionally. Not to mention lifting and wrapping bags and boxes of gifts, putting up the tree, handling excited children and their activities, baking the holiday goodies, and shoveling the white in Christmas. Chiropractic adjustments to the spine help your nervous system balance, helping you feel more relaxed, increasing your energy, decreasing discomfort, and boosting your immune system. Can you think of a better way to get through the holidays? Digestive enzymes help that bloated feeling after eating too much. Drinking a glass of water a half hour before a meal helps digestion as well as preventing the many symptoms of dehydration. Have a few treats, but don't overindulge in the sugar and white flour goodies, as they both have harmful effects on the immune system. If you're baking, change...
The following program is intended for listeners who are blind, have low vision, or have another...